Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, hello,
my angels, our sweet, sweet angels.
Angels. What have you been up to? I mean, really, every day bleeds into another at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what day it is, I'll be honest with you. I think it might be Sunday.
Sunday it is. Sunday it is.
Oh,
the day of rest. The day of rest.
Well, every day is the day of rest for me. And be honest with you. Before this even kicked off, every day was a day of
well,
rest.
That is true for you, isn't it?
But nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. You do need to rest.
I need to rest.
What I like to do on a Sunday is I always get up and do my wife a lovely breakfast. You know, Margaret.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I was married to her.
Oh, she's so lovely and cuddly. When I get up in the morning, I've got all the talc all over.
You wipe her down.
I've wiped her down and that. I go downstairs.
Yeah, rolled her over
and that throughout the night.
Oh, yeah,
and
I wipe her down
and that. And yeah. I get up in the morning, I go...
Like Lino.
It's like, yeah, like Lino, yeah,
yeah.
And I go down and I get her breakfast, all them sausages she likes.
Ooh,
I fry them up.
16 sausages.
16 sausages a day.
Oh,
yeah, on a Sunday. Yeah. Off a Sunday.
She costs quite a lot to feed, doesn't she, Margaret?
Very much so. And then I do her eggs. She likes one fried, boiled, scrambled, poached.
I give her
a nice muffin after that, a really good muffin.
Oh, but you do.
Yeah, after that.
Sausage in the muffin.
Yeah.
I was a bit concerned because I know how much Margaret eats and how much it costs to keep.
Yes, yeah, they do.
What with the current climate, you know, I was worried, oh, shit, I don't know how Barry's going to cope because, you know, we can't possibly get as much stuff from the supermarket as we have been able to. But I was then buoyed by the fact when I remember that Margaret eats no vegetables or fresh
whatsoever.
Fruit or processed stuff.
It's funny you should say that because when I went down last week, the start of the week, to get just a standard stuff for her, all them sausages, eggs.
All that horse meat.
All that horse meat, all that bog roll. People stop me going, oi, 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 why are you binge buying? You know, I went, no, that's just what she has for lunch.
I've actually cut back a bit, in fact.
I've got to go out and eat to get another 2 dozen eggs, you know, for our tea.
But the toilet
roll she's getting through there, I mean, really.
Dear.
I mean, in the end, what I've had to economise with, I mean, you'll notice there's no curtains here, just a little blind there.
No, I know. They're the first things to go at a time. Like this,
they've all had to be ripped
and
up
then,
into rags.
Then it's the duvet cover.
The duvet cover at bottom. I've got a shower curtain. I've got an old iPad here. That's had to be used to scooping everything up.
Christ.
Oh yeah,
because quite a lot comes out of her, isn't it?
She's like the TARDIS. You would not believe the amount of shit inside. Well, I mean, you've seen her breakfast. She, you would believe it, but.
Yeah, no. And also, she's not quite like the TARDIS because she's very big.
She's very big. Maybe you would believe how much room there
I
is.
Would,
in,
I believe. In, I would believe
inside.
It. I believe.
But there was a terrible thing the other week, you know, I was wiping the bottom and that, and out popped. I could not believe it. An egg, yeah. A Christmas egg from last year. I mean, an Easter egg from last year. It's not a Ferrero Rocher. And I said, what's that? I said, I was wondering where that had gone. I think she'd sat on it on the sofa.
Yeah.
And inside it had a little toy and that. And a lovely little thing that I'd written. Dear Margaret, you are my world this Easter. And we threw it away, it's unhygienic.
Well, because it's a year old, isn't it?
Yeah,
You don't need it now, you don't mean it now.
But, I mean, you...
The sentiment's changed.
You say that, you know, you would like to be married to my Margaret, but there is...
Yes.
It's a commitment, mate. I mean...
Yeah, no, but it's a commitment I'm well and truly willing to make, you know, if I have to go and buy all the... dense food from Sainsbury's, like tinned pork sausages and beans.
Yeah, she likes them.
A tinned full English.
Yeah, you know.
A tinned roast dinner.
Yeah.
Tinned fish and chips.
Yeah, she does like that.
And the tinned McDonald's, you know. I'm willing to spend the money on that.
To tell them when you had to look after, when I did go into hospital for a bit and you moved in? I'm not saying you was like man and wife, but you did have to look after a bit.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought you said to me, come and look after Margaret for a couple of days. And I'm like, of course I will.
Yeah, of course I will.
No problem at all. You know, I don't mind doing that, you know. But then, you know, she's quite, as you say, she's quite a demanding woman.
Oh, Christ, yeah, I'll say, yeah.
You know, she's like, I'm downstairs and I'm just, home's under the hammer. She's still not up, you know.
And then
about 11 o'clock, I hear this... Angelos, Angelos, bang on the door, Angelos, Angelos. Yeah. And I'm like, because she's an elderly lady.
Yeah.
I think, oh, Christ, so I run straight up the stairs, up at the door. I says, you're all right, Margaret, you're all right. She says, yes. She says, what time is it? I says, it's about 11:30. She went, okay.
Yeah.
And I go, what? She went, nothing. Right, off you go. Right, shall I go back to I'll run it out. All right, Margaret, everything okay? And she said, what's the time?
Yeah.
I says, it's about 12:30 now. She says, okay, thank you. I'm thinking, what's she want? And she's like, she says, can you come and tell me when Pointless is on? I says, yeah, all right, I'll tell you. So 5 o'clock comes around, right? And I run up there and I bang on the door. I say, Margaret, Margaret. She goes, what?
She's like a bad-tempered bitch, yeah.
And I says, hold on, Margaret. Everything's okay. She says, well, what do you want?
Yeah, yeah. Horrible, isn't it? Yeah.
And I says, Pointless is on.
Yeah.
She says, so what?
Yeah.
I says, well, you said to tell me when it's on.
Yeah.
She says, well, you told me now, didn't you? Like that. And I go, yes, I have, you know. She says, go and make mistaken kidney pie.
Out of the tin, yeah.
Yeah, out of the tin, but all like pathetic and that, you know, like a baby.
I know.
And I tell you, it's an emotional roller coaster with her.
Yeah. It's like she's gone, she's like that with me. She's in bed all day. I've put on the washing, I've scraped all the duvet and all that.
All
the muck goes, and I go in, put it in the washing machine, and go, there's a few bits and bobs, there's a few underpants and all that. So I drag them out of the room and I push them in.
Scrape them on the floor.
I take the dog, keep off that. I put it all in the things, the colours, I separate the colours, there's some nice, you know, cottons and all that, put them in at 40 degrees. I do. So she's, Barry, all nice as pie. Barry, banging on the seat. I go, yes, Mara. She goes, have you put on the whites yet at a 60 degree cotton? No, my love, I'm just doing the, you know, doing the colours and all that. I go downstairs, I'm doing that, I'm hanging them out. We don't have the dry, the clean, the tumble dry, that broke. So I put them out. So go
she
back
sat and, on it.
She sat on it that Christmas, didn't she? It's all fun and games, isn't it? You called a bloke round from Bosch and he goes, well, the motor's working, the computer's working. Has a big fat lady sat on it trying to, you know, have an orgasm? And I went,
I'd have thought so.
And in fact, that came out with the egg, the Bosch washing machine at
Wednesday. Is that what brought the egg out?
Yeah, it is. The whole thing come out. The feet had come off it. Anyway, so she's like... Barry on the bedroom floor.
On the thing, yeah.
Have you put the colour, the whites on it? No, I'm just as I say, I've got a little bit. Oh, okay, and all that. Anyway, okay. Eventually.
She's nice as pie.
Nice as pie. Gets to 5 o'clock. Yeah. I went out and said, Margaret, yeah? I said, I've put the whites on a white cotton on a six. She goes,
you told her, you.
Oh, fuck off. She's gone. Like, I'm disgusting. We've lost, you know, we lost a Dyson up there at one stage. All the stuff she'd done, I'm working very hard in the house. Yeah, and where that fourth Cortina went, I do not know, because that is my problem.
Well, I do know where it went. Yeah, unfortunately. It went up there. It's like David Copperfield. It goes up there, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
the end of it, you know.
Oh, so we're still stuck indoors.
Oh, God, isn't it boring? I've rearranged everything. What are you doing with your time in there? Bear in mind that every other podcast will be asking this. What are you doing with your time in there?
It's not what I'm doing in here.
Right.
It's what people are doing out there when they think people isn't looking.
Oh, like a good day to belly news sort of thing.
Sort of, yes. Well, because I got a phone call the other day off him.
Our supreme leader.
Yeah, the glorious leader.
Oh,
right.
God.
He rings me up, right. I'm binge watching Bless His House, you know.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm really stuck into it.
Yeah,
that's it. Right, I'm watching that, and the phone rings, ring, 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 ring. I thought, who's that?
Yeah,
who's
this time of day.
It's this time of day with the time difference and everything. I put two and two together.
Oh,
right?
Christ! Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's him, isn't it? Oh, Christ! Mm. So I pick up the phone. And I go, Kim, listen, I don't know if this is going to be a long call or a short call or what, but I'm right in the middle of binge watching Bless This House, and I'm really, really enjoying myself. He says, oh, no, don't worry about Bless This House, I said, James. I'm like, what? And he says, I've got something to say to you. I went, all right, what is it then?
Yeah.
You know, he's all like to build things up and he's all dramatic and that.
All dramatic, right.
And it's like, I've got a big secret. Christ, I says, I know you got a big secret and no doubt you're going to tell me what it is, right?
Of course, yeah.
He goes, yeah, I'll tell you, he says, right? He says, this is what I got to do. While everyone in their house not looking, right, I'm going to release nuclear bombs. Thinking to myself.
That's all we need, yeah.
Right, yeah. I says, all right, where are you going to do that? He says, I'm going to chuck it in the sea.
Oh,
right. Yeah. I says, Kim, listen, right. I know everyone's inside their houses, right, behind their doors, right. But people know when you've let these things off, okay?
Yeah.
I know you think people can't, just because they can't see you, because you're in their house, so they don't know, but they do know. Like, every time you do that, it goes on the news, and we look at it. It's just, it don't go on news, no one know, because it's in-house, you know?
Yeah.
I said, no, that isn't how it works, Kim, right? Because he doesn't understand about news cycles and things like that, right? He says, I let nuclear bomb off when everyone in house, nobody see, I get away with it, you know?
Bastard,
Yeah, bastard, right. And I says, no, that isn't it.
Yeah.
That is not the way it works,
right?
You let nuclear bomb off whilst everyone in house, it just goes on the news and everyone see it on the news.
Has he not seen the news, silly son?
I don't think they have the news.
No,
I said, have you got the news over there?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, we got news, but we run news. I says, you don't run the bloody news, right? The news is all over the world, right? It's not just your little twatty place, right? He goes, twatty place. You know, like he does all that pathetic baby stuff he does, right? I says, you let the bomb off. It's entirely up to you. Chuck it in the sea.
Everybody's going to know.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to get back to Bless His House.
Right.
If you don't mind, right? I just put the phone down on him.
Yeah.
I just thought, the man's a bloody idiot.
Well,
you know
you say that they got the news. He does the whole thing there. I mean, he does all the telly.
He does the news.
Mrs. Brown's Boys, he does. Mr. Kim's Boys, he does. It's wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Hello! Mr. Kim Boy! Oh, what going on? Yeah. I fickin' tell you, because he can't do it nearly as well as that Irish fella.
I know. And he still tries to break all the scenery
I've left my handbag in the other window. Yeah, does all that. He does, rip off Britain. He does rip off North Korea.
But he goes like, I'll bend over now and rip trouser. Oh, yeah, right? And all his trousers rip up. And you see all this bumhole.
He done it.
He's all got stuff hanging out
of
it.
Yeah, he does all that. Mr. Khan, he does that one, that Mr. Khan show where Mr. Kim is called.
Have you ever seen his Top Gear?
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's awful.
Taking the piss out of foreigners as
today we're going to try out the Trabant.
Yeah.
You go, well, no one wants to bloody see the Trabant being tried out. It's not the only car they've got. And that's second hand. He says, the thing about this Trabant is it's one of the best cars you can buy. And he does all the Clarkson type voice, you know.
Have you seen him on A Question of Sport?
And have you seen him when he does Top Gear and he wears jeans and a leather jacket?
And
cowboy boots. He looks really stupid.
He don't look nothing like Clarkson. But when he does Question of Sport, right, he asks the questions, right, and he's like the Billy Beaumont or the, Eamon Hughes.
On the tip of my tongue. It's on tip of my tongue.
He goes. Yeah. So he acts as Sue, what's her name? Sue, who does the questions in the...
Barker.
Sue Barker. So he goes, Mr. Kim, for 2 points, can you tell me who scored the winner in the 1979 FA Cup final? It Brian Talbot. No, it Alan Sunderland.
Because he asked...
And he goes, I'll fucking
question.
Kill you. You kill you, you're
he
dead.
He asked a question, didn't he? Yeah. He asked a question from Sue Barker's seat. Yeah. And then he gets up and runs over to Bowman's seat.
Yeah, he does. And if Kim tells Kim that he's got wrong eyes, going, no, we kill you. I shoot you, I shoot a gun at you. As himself, I go, oh, okay, it was Brian Talbot. We all know it's Alan Sunderland.
Yeah, Brian Talbot,
I do know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But what else is, I mean, you know, while the old virus is on, who else is trying to pull the wool over your eyes?
Pull the wool over your eyes, you know. You can take your pick, can't you? I mean, they'll all be at it, won't they? I saw Elton John try and release another song while everyone was indoors.
Oh, wasn't watching. Yeah, I know. What's he got there?
No, you see, he thought, right, I'll squeeze this one out while everyone's indoors, you know. And he's been thinking, he's a bit of a twat and all, because he rings me up, he goes, it's Elton John.
Yeah.
I says, yes. He says, listen, He says, whilst everyone's indoors, I'm going to release a single. Yeah. And then because everyone's indoors, everyone will have to listen to it.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm, that's how it gets
you. I'm like, Elton, that isn't how it works.
Yeah.
Okay? Just because you release a single when everyone's indoors, right, it doesn't mean everyone has to listen to
no,
it.
No, that's okay? right.
They can listen to it if they're outdoors. Oh, shut up, he says. Oh. Don't ruin it. You know, you can't. Trouble is, they don't have enough people speaking truth to them, these people.
They don't.
So they get all funny.
They've got
lackeys,
haven't they? People who do everything.
It says yes, Elton.
Oh, yes, Elton. No, Elton. It's the same with Paul Hollywood, you know. He's a real one for, everybody's in charge. Hollywood's out of his ear and out of you know, he don't realise, of course, that it's yesterday's news and the Hollywood. It's over, right, you want to say to him, you know.
The peak.
There's
going
a peak,
like that
it's going down the other side. It's tragic, isn't it? Those people who don't realise when their time is up. You know?
Or they don't feel like they need to reinvent.
No, I mean, Widdicombe. Say what you like about her, she's reinvented herself many times. Politician.
Tennis player.
Remember that time she had a go at acting in Hollywood films? You know,
she was in Rocky.
Rocky, she'd done. Wonderful things she's done. The dancing she'd done. Do you remember the time as a wrestler, topless wrestling she used to do?
Yeah, I do. Wonderful. Remember that. I thought, I don't know. I thought when I saw her doing that, I thought, because I was up close watching that, and all her knockers were like literally going over her shoulder. Yeah. I thought, this is undignified, actually. This is maybe too far.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was her and Prue Leith, wasn't it, as a tag team challenge?
And I thought they shouldn't have done that.
Was beneath her dignity. Well, as an
I think that she shouldn't have done that. Like, I know she got paid quite a lot of money. But I don't think she should have done it.
But, I mean, say what you like about it.
I was embarrassed.
But she will keep.
The knickers fell down.
She will keep reinventing herself, wouldn't she?
Yes, I know. She just when she was a three-day eventer.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when she was 100-metre sprinter?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and that was at the age of 60.
Yeah.
She took that up. So she, you know, she's game.
She's a game old bird. Oh, nothing wrong with that. She's a game old bird. She will keep reinventing herself. That's the thing.
Yeah, she will.
I mean,
it's how you stay relevant, isn't it?
You've got a few shock tactics.
Like Michael Porcello in his pink trousers on his train rides.
Yeah.
You look at him and you go, oh, he's a lovely fella, forgetting, of course, that he's a bit of a twat, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he goes up and down. Oh, I've got, what's that book he carries with him? Oh, it's the old...
The Bible Mein Kampf.
No, yeah, that's it. The other one, he's got that one, about the trains and all that.
Yeah,
train. We saw him on a train once, and
because he was like, I remember I saw him on a train, and he was in the carriage buying loads of like those miniature booze bottles.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, and he kept going back for more and more, and then eventually he's like, he comes stalking. This is on a train ride from like Crewe to to Didcot.
Yeah, that's it. And you're thinking,
very nice, picturesque ride, you know, right? And he's going back and forth to the cart and buying these little bottles of vodka.
That's it.
And then by the end, he's like smashed out of his face, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want a sandwich! I want a sandwich! You know. And she's
it's
like,
unbecoming.
Sally, love, we haven't got any sandwiches left, love, you know.
Yeah.
I want a bloody sandwich!
Yeah,
like that. And he pulls his pink trousers down, starts pissing all over the floor like a prat. Remember?
I do remember, because remember I said it stunk
because it was all like vodka-y.
I said, Michael, tell me, you know, before Dr. Beeching got rid of these beautiful, the lesser used railway lines, was this one well used? He went, oh, fuck off, who cares? Get me some dry roasted and another miniature. I'm like, oh, crap. Anyway, Margaret said, isn't he lovely in his pink trousers? And as he got up to go
and get him, his coiffured hair. He's like a wife.
Now, not brown and pink should never mix, never as the mix. Old
no,
saying.
Definitely not.
Anyway, of course, he's followed through and he gets up and I've gone, just humour him. So Margaret's going, oh, tell me, the flora and fauna of this part of the East Midlands come into... And then you silly can. I said, we voted for you.
Jagerbum.
That's all the crisps all down that nice pink shirt he had all
down
it.
Shirt.
Terrible, wasn't
all over
it?
His pink trousers.
Yeah, his pink trousers. But he tried
covered in muck,
he tried to reinvent himself, wasn't he?
Well, another time, right? Like when I was on the train with Porcello, right? And he claims he's like it bang into the train journeys and all that stuff, right? So he gets on at Peterborough, Porcello, with his little carry-on case and his pink trousers and his slip-on shoes.
Yeah, sniffing the air.
Going, I'm Michael Porcello, and I love
all
the
that,
trains.
Yeah, love trains and all
I
that
go, all right, we know who you are, thank you. Right. Anyway, right, 5 minutes after leaving Peterborough, he opens the bog door, right, he goes in there, shuts the bog door, and then he does not get out until Manchester.
Yeah.
Right, his old people banging on the door, going, I need a poo, you know.
Yeah,
and he's he's in there going, I'm on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was in the end, like, the knock on the door. She says, Michael, you have not been on the toilet since Peterborough to Manchester.
Yeah.
You're just using that because there's no other seats and you're sitting on the bog. Because you're with your miniatures and you're getting pissed because you don't want anyone videoing you, right? I am not doing that.
Yes,
I am on the bog because I've got a dodgy tummy.
Yeah.
I says, you haven't got a dodgy tummy. Of course, you can't do nothing about that.
No.
Because he's locked in there and you can't physically watch him.
No.
He'll squirt out of his bum.
Nothing
you can do. Now, he knows that.
I was on there and I said the ticket inspector, come around, tickets please and all that. And he sees where Portillo's been. There's all cans of shit all over the place. There's all crumbs and biscuits.
And his little book with all the numbers in it from all the trains.
There's nothing
and
in there.
And they're all, no, and it's just scribbly, shitty
shit
writing.
In the middle, like, right? So anyway, the conductor's all in his best, you know, suit and boot.
Yeah,
goes,
finally,
don't happen to know where Mr. Portillo is? And I said, well, I hate to say it, but I saw him bunk on, he ain't got a ticket. And he goes, oh, don't be silly. So he's hiding in the bog, right? So he goes up, there's someone in there, he goes, you know, is there someone in there? And a little voice comes back,
No.
Fuck off, he goes like that. I'm with this poor fella. It's only his job to collect the ticket. Not his fault.
I know. Polling treatment.
And you know what he's done? You know on them Pendolinos, if you don't lock the door properly, you go, psst, and it goes, psst,
and round it comes open.
And the sight I've seen, Jesus
Christ.
He's there and he's got all his tickets he's got out of his bag. All the tickets he's collected from all his travels and all that.
All right.
And he's stuck two of them in the end of his jets and he's wiggling them around going, first class that, you prick, right? I'm gone. And this...
I'm not stamping that.
Because I ain't stamping that. And he goes, and he's all over the place. His trousers, there's piss all over the floor and all that.
All his pink trousers.
His pink trousers. So we try to lift him up and all that. And he goes, and in the end, the ticket collector pulls this ticket out with Japs. And sure enough, he's come not, from crew, you know, and it's all there, all in order.
So it's legit. It's legit.
And Portillo's are going, you know, I told you I'm an ex-MP. And at the bottom, it says, with a third off rail card, family and friends, right? Now, this is how they get you. The ticket collector, quite right, is only doing his job. He's only doing his job.
He's only doing his job.
Where's the pass?
Can you see the friends
and family ticket? And Portillo, with a little wink and a smile, turns round. And sticking out the crease of his arse is his family and friends' card. And it's at that point, the ticket collector goes, right, I'm phoning the police. I'm not interested. you know, Portillo goes,
this is not how we should be treated.
No, exactly. And he's going, oh, no. Portillo's going, oh.
Can't you take a joke? Can't you take a joke?
Yeah, that's
so what sort of joke is that? You've got your ticket in your jacket and your pass in your arse.
And Portillo's going, I've got a camera crew here. I'm filming for the railways. And I look round, and sure enough, he's got the cardboard of the bog row, and he's pointing it at himself. And that is the sad demise. That's not a camera, that's embarrassing. You know.
That's embarrassing. He got on at Boston in Lincolnshire, right? And he gets on, does his old thing, right, straight into the bog, right, the door closes, right, I go...
Did he lock it?
Oh, this is the thing, right? And I thought, I've clocked it straight away. I've gone straight up to the bog, so I'm banging on the door, and I says, Michael, I know you're in there, right? And I know you're going to try and stay in there until we get down to at least Watford, right?
Avoid paying,
That's it, right? He says, no, bollocks, right? Yeah. And he's already pissed, right? I says, you are in there. I saw your little pink trousers and your bag go in there, right? As soon as you got on at Boston and Lincolnshire. No, fuck off, he says. I says, I know you're getting pissed in there. Right, just I'm going to tell the ticket inspector, and that is you're not getting away with it because I've seen you do this before,
That's right.
Oh, fuck you!
I says,
you are supposed to be an XMP. You're supposed to like lead by some sort of example.
Exactly.
And this is all through the bog door. Yeah, that I'm shouting
exactly.
This. He says, no, I'm not an MP anymore. I'm on the trains for the BBC.
Yeah.
I says, well, then you should even be leading by more of an example. Fuck off with your example, he says.
We're TV licence
players. I said, that's it, mate. I'm going to go and get the inspector.
Oh, Christ.
Right, so I go back down the buffet area, and he's hanging around, right? I says, Inspector, Portillo's in the bog, and he won't come out.
Mm.
And I've seen him do this before, so you should come and get him out of there.
Yeah.
Use your key, whatever you need to do, right?
Yeah.
He says, okay, yeah, no, I've heard about this, right? Because they got his little picture up in the booth.
Yeah, don't let this cunt on the train.
Don't let this twat get off without paying. He'll usually go in the bog.
Pink trousers, annoying face, swatty pants, needs a slap.
And he looks all up. And then he goes up there, he says, bangs on the door, Mr. Portillo, fuck off.
Yeah,
listen,
terrible.
That's enough. I'm only doing my job. Open the door. Ah, you get out of it. Right, so he gets the key, he opens the bog door, and sure enough, Portillo is like standing there, like with his fists up, like this. His trousers are down, because he has been sat on the bog, and he wasn't expecting him to come in, right?
Yeah.
And he says, no, you don't touch me. Like, you know, like when people go into prison cells and try and get older prisoners, right? He's covered himself in baby oil, right? And so make himself slippery.
Oh, Christ,
right? Full works, mate.
Yeah.
He says, you touch me, I might not win this fight, but I'll be the best second you've ever seen.
Fucking
that's what he
hell,
says.
Yeah, yeah.
And the inspector says, listen, just show me your ticket.
Yeah.
Right? Go and take a seat with the proletariat, and then that's the end of this. You don't need to cover yourself in baby oil.
Yeah.
Right? He says, he gets his ticket out, right? Shoves it at the bloke, right? And he looks at it, and he goes, and seemingly the ticket's fine, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then right at the bottom, it says on it, child, right?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Oldest in the book.
Yeah.
He says to him, he looks at it, and he goes, Mr. Poison, how old are you? And he says, I'm not telling you my age. He says, well, this is a child's ticket. And you need to be under 16 if you're going to buy this. He says, Mr. Portillo, you were the politician, like MP for Kensington.
That's right.
That's one of the richest areas in
the country.
London.
Yeah.
In the country, or it might have been Putney.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one, but they're both very rich areas. Yeah. He says, you can afford a ticket from Boston. Yeah. To London, right?
Yeah.
He says, bollocks, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he just gets a load of money out of his bag, and he's got loads of it, just cash. He just shoves it in his face, right? Shoves it at him like that, right? He says, shut up, shut the door on your way out, fuck off, like that.
Well,
in the end, he got him to pay full price, but he had to get out of the bog.
Well, that's and I was so disgusted. I sent a song to Parliament to complain.
Oh, good.
There's a Portillo on the train. He went off a fucking pay. He came on with his pink trousers and sat in the bog. He know what he was doing in there, but I suspect it was a piss or maybe even a log. The ticket collector came and he knocked on the fucking door. Jesus Christ. Silly fucking all.
Yeah.
Yes. It worked, really.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, no, it worked very well in the end.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's helped.
I don't know whether that's helped at all. And I sent that off to Parliament. I didn't get a reply. Well, let's hope it
should have helped.
Look, if we've learned anything, it's this. Reinvent yourself. Try and reinvent yourself, whether you're Widdicombe. Oh, yeah. All right, some of that stuff really didn't work. Portillo, yeah, okay. For a while, it was good. It's a bloke with a pink trousers on a train, but... You know, in the end, you're trying to sustain it series after series takes its toll, doesn't it?
Takes its toll. No one gives a shit in the end.
No.
But thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Keep your chins up.
Keep your chins up.
And we'll come back and do some more.
Yeah, we will. And might even do a live one at some point. So keep
doing
a
live one. We got people have paid $25 on Patreon to come on with us. So we can do that on the screen like this over the air.
We can make that happen.
All right, guys, join us on Patreon and thank you
as ever. Yes, for the real gold. For the real gold.
See you soon, guys.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.